From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting, salvaging yet another ceasefire. Top diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East will attempt to salvage a failed Syria ceasefire agreement Saturday, with talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, followed by separate meetings on Sunday in London. The renewed efforts come less than 2 weeks after the United States suspended bilateral negotiations with Russia, and the two sides exchange mutual recriminations. Russian officials say they're hopeful for positive results, but as fighting continues in the besieged city of Aleppo, analysts are skeptical of any lasting ceasefire, and the health situation is dire. This is UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Izzeldin Ramzi.
Hospitals have not been brought back to what they were a week or 10 days ago. Capacity to treat emergency cases is minimal, and that is why we are working on a plan for medical evacuations. We continue to work with a number of concerned parties to make that possible.
Many believe Russia wants to first help Syrian President Bashar al-Assad take Aleppo so they can have a stronger negotiating position. Mourners in Thailand breaking out in song outside of a hospital at the news of the death of their beloved monarch, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who had been the world's longest reigning monarch. The King of Thailand died at the age of 88 on Thursday, according to the Bureau of the Royal Household. Worries about the king's condition heightened after a Sunday night health bulletin was issued by the palace. Hundreds of Thais dressed in pink prayed for the king's recovery Wednesday and Thursday outside of his hospital. This is VOA News. The United Nations has formally appointed former Portugal Prime Minister António Guterres as the Secretary General on Thursday. He will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of South Korea at the end of 2016. Ban has held the post since being appointed in 2006. The 67-year-old Guterres was Portugal's Prime Minister from 1992 to 2002. He led the UN Refugee Agency from 2005 to 2015. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday that the 21 girls are in custody of the Department of State Services. The spokesman said the girls' release was the result of talks between Buhari's administration and Boko Haram. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is facing new scrutiny for comments her campaign staffers made about Christian teachings and the differences between Catholics and evangelical Protestants and their political leanings in the 2016 presidential race. WikiLeaks has been disclosing thousands of what it says are internal emails hacked from inside the Clinton campaign as she seeks to win the November 8th election and become the country's first female president. In one of the emails, campaign spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri messaged back and forth in 2011 with John Halpin, a senior fellow at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. He wrote that the country's most powerful conservatives are all Catholic and called their politics an amazing bastardization of faith. And the winner of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature is none other than Bob Dylan. Jeff Custer has this for VOA News.
Permanent Secretary Sarah Danius of the Swedish Academy made the announcement Thursday in Stockholm.
The Nobel Prize in Literature for 2016 is awarded to Bob Dylan for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition.
And admit that the waters around you have grown.
Dylan had been mentioned in Nobel speculation for years, but few experts expected the Academy to extend the prestigious award to a genre such as pop music. The 75-year-old singer and songwriter, born Robert Allen Zimmerman, launched his music career in 1959 by performing in coffee houses in the midwestern state of Minnesota. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The answer is blowing in the wind.
And Mr. Dylan, the first songwriter to receive the prestigious international award. And for more on all of these stories, be sure to check out our website. Click into voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.